Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about marriage and the virtue of getting married. As you know, marriage is a very important institution, not only in Islam, but in all religions. It's always been very significant for human beings. Unfortunately, it's only in the current era where we see people now giving less significance to marriage, people seeking to establish relations with other human beings outside of the institution of marriage, which is unfortunate. We have very significant hadith and beautiful hadith and verses of the Holy Quran which enjoin marriage and which allude to its significance. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "Marry off those who are single among you, and the upright ones from among your male slaves and your female slaves. If they are poor, Allah will enrich them out of His grace, and Allah is all bounteous, all knowing." And in a similar verse, in another place in the Holy Quran, we read, "And of His signs is that He created for you mates from your own selves, that you may take comfort in them. And He ordained affection and mercy between you. There are indeed signs in that for a people who reflect." In this beautiful hadith, which we wish to relate for you today from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet echoes this theme. He says, "There is no institution in Islam more beloved and dearer to Allah than marriage. Ma buniya fil Islam bina'an ahabba ilallahi azza wa jal wa'az minat tazweej. More noble and more dearer than marriage." And in a similar hadith, the Prophet, he also alludes to this something, to the same theme. He says, "Marriage is my practice." So not only was it important to the Prophet, he also practically, practiced this sunnat, and he married. And then in continuation, he says, "So whoever rejects my practice is not from me." This is a very famous hadith from the Prophet, often recited in marriage ceremonies. And regarding the abhorrence of unmarried people and denouncing them, the Prophet said, "The worst ones from among your dead are the single people, people who never get married." And the Prophet said, "The worst from among you are the single ones. 2 units of prayer performed by a married person is better than 70 units performed by an unmarried person." And it's also been related in some hadith that one of the reasons for the punishment of a Muslim in the grave is the fact that he didn't get married. And by not getting married, obviously he fell into, he committed sin. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of marriage and the nobility of the institution of marriage in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.